So more Chinese companies are hiring foreigners as part of their workforce, but surviving in a Chinese workplace may not be that easy, as some complain that they're treated politely but not seriously. So how big of a problem is it? John, do you have such a complaint?
I think that my experience is going to be a bit different than many foreigners. Number one, I mean, I'm working for a media organization. I'm working for an internationalized organization where my managers, supervisors, and colleagues have had, you know, quite a bit of contact with other foreign people. They've more than likely been abroad or perhaps even studied abroad. So there is a bit more of an understanding of, you know, the differences between Chinese and Western culture and how to get around that. That being said, I do think that that maxim of being treated politely but not seriously has definitely played a role in my working, my employment here at CRI.
I wanted to say you're treated not politely but very seriously here.
Well, yeah, sure. At least among our team.
Yeah.
Well, I think John is kind of a special case because there are lots of foreigners that I know who work in China. They don't speak much Chinese, so language is a barrier for them when they work in their companies or organizations where their Chinese co-workers normally talk to each other, communicate in Chinese when they feel really frustrated because they are there and they could not understand what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can hear the names dropped in the sentences and they definitely need to be, you know, there definitely need to be better communication in that sense.
Yeah, I do think language is a big problem. You know, even within CRI, within a team that can all speak English, you know, Chinese is still our preferred language.
Right.
So, you know, when we are chit-chatting, we're usually going to chit-chat in Chinese, and it's not.
Yeah, also, I think it's the biggest problem for a lot of foreigners coming into a Chinese organization is that the skills that they have been or that we have been taught in terms of dealing with coworkers and dealing with bosses, but also, you know, the relationship with us and those people, the skills that we have been taught how to navigate and understand those relationships back at home. In so many ways don't necessarily apply very well here. And so, you know, if people are complaining that they're being treated politely but not seriously, well, usually, like, if someone is treating us nice back at home, if a manager is being nice to us, if they're asking us for our opinion, well, it's because they actually want to know what we think.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas here, I think sometimes, you know, when that happens, it's more like they're giving us face, right?
Yeah.
They're just trying to make our public standing a little bit higher. But in the end, it almost doesn't really matter what we say because the decision's already been made.
Yeah, I think it has to do with, you know, how decisions are made in any kind of
I just want to point
that
it's,
you know,
it's not just you, John. It's
no,
everybody
no,
here,
yeah.
including the Chinese
exactly.
stuff. You know, we're also asked politely, what do you think about it? You know, when they have already made up their mind.
Yeah.
So it's definitely the decision-making style and management style here. They always make their decisions behind closed doors and telling you after they've made the decision. But they tell you in a way as if they're asking your opinion.
Right.
Oh, what do you think about it?
With respect.
Yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's probably the thing. And also I think another thing is, you know, ways of communication, because usually the general idea is that Western people or people who had, you know, grow up abroad are more straightforward in telling the truth. While sometimes the truth does not sound that good, and if you just blurt it out, people get angry.
Yeah, no, I would say that was probably my biggest problem working here for the first couple of years. I'm the kind of person. Number one, I mean, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was a lot younger, obviously, and so also a little bit more quick tempered. And so I think that you know, the straightforwardness and quick temper is definitely, it's just not a very good thing in a Chinese organization, because, you know, I think a lot of times when you speak your mind very, very quickly, a lot of the times people aren't necessarily going to be looking at the opinion itself. They're going to be looking at the way the opinion is delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're too brusque, if you're, you know, too edgy, I suppose, or passionate, people are just going to respond to the emotion rather than to the words themselves.
Yeah. Also, I think, you know, I don't know whether it's just some people or it's a cultural thing that I don't think we're very good at dealing with confrontational
right.
situations mm. with a debate, for example. You know, usually it's your leader says something, you either say yes or with, you know, while you agree with it, or you say yes while you don't agree with it.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
Either
but
way, you're going to say yes.
Yeah, that's true.
You might gossip about it, you know, behind backs, but you don't just retort back. You don't say, I don't agree with you. This is a wrong decision.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, the biggest problem that I've seen with many foreigners, and not necessarily at CRI either, but in other organizations, I've had friends who've worked for Chinese organizations. And again, it comes down to the skills and the expectations that we learn in a Western office where, you know, having a good work ethic, being very professional, doing your job, being very respectful to the management and to your colleagues, and actually being able to talk to the management and on an even level. Well, that makes us feel as if, you know, we actually do have a say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens more often than not when it really comes down to it, there is this feeling, you know, you're just a foreigner in a Chinese organization. You know, foreigners don't last very long here.
Mm.
So I don't have, there's really no point in me listening to you.
Yeah, I guess there's always that as well, you know. Then, you know, what is the way out here? Or is there a way out? What should the management do and what should the foreign employees do themselves in order to, you know, get better?
I think there should be more membership built, you know, bond building activities organized by the companies or management for the Chinese staff and foreign staff as well to bond together, like what we had a few days ago.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. You get together, get to know each other, you know, have some activities, throw some balls together.
Yeah. No, I think that's actually a really good point, because I think what happens is, and it's not intentional in any way, but you end up grouping with the people that you have the most in common with.
Right.
And this is true of immigrant communities. You know, if as a Chinese person, for example, maybe not so much anymore, but you know, still it happens. I mean, you look at Houston, you look at Toronto, you look at San Francisco. These have the highest concentrations of Chinese people and of Koreans in many cases as well. And so, you know, you go to a place where there's more people. And it's the same thing that happens here in Beijing among the expat community. At this point, I've probably met almost every single expat that lives here, mostly because we do very similar things.
Yeah.
We go to similar places to hang out. And that's true in an organization as well. I mean, it's easier to talk to people who speak your native language, who come from the same background, who have similar interests. And so I think, yeah, it is important for organizations to foster more friendship, I suppose, more of a community feeling among their employees cross-culturally, because otherwise, I think most employees really aren't necessarily going to make that much effort.
Yeah, I do think it's true. And also, I think it's good for both parties, I mean, employers and employees, to just try to understand that's how things work in a place. And you know, just somehow you just have to try to accept something, even though you're not totally satisfied with it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I think so. But that's good advice for pretty much almost every situation,
yeah.
Right? You know, accept, you know, change what you can change and accept what you can't change.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sort of like chicken soup for the soul.
But
kind
I think
of advice.
I think it's especially difficult coming to China, because for example, like if I was going to go to the UK and work in the UK, obviously we have a language problem because their accent is quite different, but also their vocabulary is different, and there is
sure.
a bit of a cultural difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like
right.
Americans are usually seen as a bit more brash. And a little bit less polite than most British people.
Mm.
But after a while, I think that, you know, you would absorb the culture and it would actually be quite easy to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're fundamentally the basics are almost exactly the same.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whereas coming to China, I think it's just really, really difficult because the cultures are fundamentally just very, very different.
Mm.
And so, I mean, as for myself, I think, you know, when I first came here, I was like, yeah, you know, I studied Chinese. I studied Chinese culture. I know what's going on here. And then after a while, you realize, well, no, actually, I have no idea. And even to this day, I mean, I would say that I have actually very little understanding of Chinese culture.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, you don't need to understand the total things about it. As long as you are not, you know, you don't object to most of the cultures, the values, you know, things, as long as you're still okay with it, then, you know, I think that's a pretty good situation.
Yeah,
already.
I think my only advice to Chinese managers in general is that if a foreign employee asks you for the reasoning behind a decision, don't just give them some really inane response. You know, because and a lot of other people that I know, we operate by logic. Mm-hmm. And so if you give us a reason for a decision and it doesn't make sense, we're going to keep pestering you about this, mm-hmm. maybe even get angry, because why in the world you're making a decision that affects me, but you can't give me a good reason, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and this is what managers should also understand exactly. about their foreign employees, I think.